is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Stacey Lynn. This is Elon Musk's last day with Doge, and this afternoon he'll join President Trump for a joint news conference.
The billionaire Trump advisor, financial supporter, and entrepreneur seems to have some mixed feelings about his time as a special government employee.
I don't want to, you know, speak out against the administration, but I don't want to, also don't want to take responsibility for everything the administration is doing.
Musk spoke during an interview on CBS Sunday Morning to be aired this weekend.
I mean, I agree with much of what the administration does, but we have differences of opinion.
Musk is returning to his primary focus, Tesla, SpaceX, and his other companies. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
The Department of Homeland Security is putting hundreds of sanctuary jurisdictions on notice.
DHS will send the jurisdictions formal notifications telling them they may not be in compliance with immigration laws and therefore are in violation of federal criminal statutes. The targeted communities generally don't cooperate with immigration agents. They say not cooperating makes migrants feel safer coming forward if they're a witness to or victim of a crime. The Trump administration says it will consider suspending or canceling contracts with the jurisdictions if they don't make changes. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
You struggling to pay your bills? According to the latest CBS News poll, you are not alone. Director of Elections and Surveys Anthony Silvanto.
Three quarters saying that their income is still not keeping up with inflation. And for context, it's been what's weighing on people's evaluations of the economy for years now.
In a London court today, actor Russell Brand pled not guilty to multiple charges of rape and sexual assault. A trial date has been set for June 3rd, 2026. Wildfires in Canada are affecting the Midwest.
A smoky haze from wildfires over 1,000 miles north of Chicago in the Canadian province of Manitoba is heading south. Loyola Medicine pulmonologist Dr. Sean Forsythe says it will raise the risk of lung disease being exacerbated, and with the half marathon in Chicago this weekend, runners could feel the effects.
You tend to breathe deeper and faster, and so you're getting more exposure to that particulate matter.
Smoky Chicago skies caused health concerns multiple times in the summer of 2020. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
And 13-year-old Faison Zaki from Allen, Texas has won the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
A Claire C. Small. E-C-L-A-I-R-C.
According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, that word means a clearing up of something obscure. He says he'll donate a large chunk of his winnings to charity. Last year, he was the runner-up. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. After more than two decades, two suspects have been arrested in a 2003 Kenosha County homicide. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office put out a statement yesterday about an arrest in the murder of David Van Jersey. Roxanna Collins was arrested across the state line in McHenry County and John Viscasil in Kenosha County. Collins had been married to Van Jersey and reportedly romantically linked to Viscasil. There's air quality concerns statewide today. The DNR has called for an air quality advisory that will run through tomorrow morning. Wildfire smoke from Canada is set to cause an impact. The air quality index is forecasted to reach an unhealthy level for sensitive groups. That includes children, seniors, and those with respiratory issues. The DNR is advising people in those groups to reduce outdoor activity. It's time to swap your car keys for a bike helmet in Kenosha County. The county's annual Bike to Work campaign starts tomorrow and runs through June 14th. The event invites everyone to commute to work by bicycle. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers in Philly.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers open a three-game series against the Phillies, the best team in the National League so far this season. But manager Pat Murphy is encouraged after the crew swept the Red Sox this week in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I mean, it's a testament to who they are. I talk about that a lot, like who these people are. Who is Bryce Turang? Who is Jackson Chourio? Who is William Contreras and Yelich? And that's what makes me believe in the team, is who they are.
In golf, the U.S. Women's Open continues at Erin Hill. Hills near Hartford, Wisconsin. NFL at OTAs, we met Aaron Banks, the Packers' new left guard, who signed a four-year, $77 million deal in free agency and talked about finding out he was headed from the 49ers to Green Bay.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get a lot of contact from my agent until the window opened on that Monday, and he hit me and was like, hey, we got good news, think cheese. So I was like, all right, deal's done. All right, sounds good.
That's Packers left guard Aaron Banks. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. 45,000 square feet of indoor water park fun. Thrilling water slides, activity pool, indoor-outdoor hot tub, a giant dump bucket, and an awesome arcade. It's water park fun for the whole family. Come for the day or book an entire weekend away. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies to start, then increasing clouds. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon, with highs in the mid-70s. Showers and a few storms possible in the early evening, then skies gradually clearing out with low temperatures around 50. It's 58 at our studios.
I went to my nephew's high school graduation. I don't think I've ever been more disappointed in the human species in my life. I'm in the stands. This woman gets on the microphone. She tried so hard.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a wonderful day here with all these graduates. We're gonna ask you in advance to please not applaud or cheer when your individual child or friend is called, because we have way too many graduates. And it would not be fair to the people at the end of the alphabet. We're going to give everybody an opportunity at the end of the ceremony to give a big simultaneous round of applause for everyone. But please, when your individual child or family member is called, please don't applaud at that time. Okay, thank you in advance for understanding. Okay, here we go. Let's get started with our first graduate, Aaron Anderson. Yeah! Aaron! Aaron!
Are we the smartest species? We're top of the food chain.
I so wish, while he was yelling, that a clamp would have descended from the darkness of the ceiling, like one of those claw games, just right above him, and then just clamped onto his ribs and just pulled him up, a whooping and a hollering, a legs a flailing, just pulled him up into the darkness. I don't want him to die. I just never want to see him again.
Don't you need
Jefferson Airplane, Somebody to Love, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. All right, it's funny what we think of exercising. Yeah, what we think exercising is. For example, a third of Americans think doing the dishes or a load of laundry counts as exercise, doesn't it? 36% say taking out the trash counts too. Well, yeah, you're walking from the backyard to the curb. It is exercise. And stretching and getting out of bed counts as exercise. Obviously, it does. It's a stretching exercise, right? At least I've been counting it as exercise. Look at me. Can't you tell? Partly sunny today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. High near 73. Chance of more showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows 50. A perfect weekend. Sunny both days. Highs in the low 60s right now. Sunny and 58 degrees at Radio Park.
Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Like you.
going strong in his 80s. Mick Jagger, The Stones, Get Off My Cloud. Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. It's 818. Looking for a sunny day today. Showers and thunderstorms, a possibility. Highs near 73, but a perfect weekend weather-wise coming up. Sunny and 58 degrees right now here at Radio Park. You ever watch an old gangster movie? And they say they're going to give him cement shoes, meaning they're going to put his feet in concrete and dump them in the water. All right. There's only one documented case of that ever happening. Somebody having cement shoes and they died with it. It happened on May of 2016. A gang member in Brooklyn washed up with his leg set in concrete. Before that, it was fictional, only in the movies. I guess maybe that's where they got the idea from, in the movies. Huh? It's it's 819 at WRJN.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Well, the summer box office is off to a roaring start after last weekend's record-setting 4 days, thanks to Lilo and Stitch and Mission Impossible. Those two films will probably get quite a few eyes this weekend as well, and could even finish 1 and 2 again. But they will have stiff competition from a franchise film and a studio with a reputation for putting out solid work. Karate Kid Legends opens this weekend. Star of the original Karate Kid, Ralph Macchio, is part of the cast where he trains a young boy in New York City who takes on, you guessed it, a karate champion bully. Where do they come up with this stuff? Oh yeah, they already have, several times. The film is pulling a 55 currently on Rotten Tomatoes, with more reviews due to roll in at some point. A24 Studios' Bring Her Back is a good old-fashioned R-rated thriller that is reviewing through the roof on Rotten Tomatoes. Summer's here, so let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Oh my God, you guys, Legally Blonde continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Elle Woods is totally in love with Warner until he dumps her to attend Harvard Law. Determined to win him back, Elle ditches fashion magazines for law books and gets accepted to Harvard, too. Tackling stereotypes, statutes, and scandal, she defies expectations and proves herself to the world in this fabulously fun and inspiring musical. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Summers in Worthington, Minnesota bring fun, and a good portion of that fun happens around our beautiful 800-acre Lake Okabena. Our community is built around it, and it has great walleye fishing and several lakeside parks. This June 13th and 14th, we'll have our windsurfing regatta and music festival. It's free. Come and see the windsurfers, eat from over a dozen food vendors, and attend free lakeside concerts on our professional city stage, this year featuring Viva Knievel and Cooper Allen. Check us out. We're Worthington, Minnesota, and we're certainly worth a look.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at racinecountyeye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters, now working together to keep you up to date, on the air and online.
Some girls love to run around, love to handle everything they see. But my girl has more fun around, and you know she'd rather.
I know it's Friday. Yeah, it's a beautiful day. You want to get going for the weekend. I know what you don't want to do today, though, right?
I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
What? What's this?
Uh-oh. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
Shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Didn't Metallica do a cover version of this song? Or was that Foreigner who did a cover version of Red Rubber Ball? I thought it was one of those guys. Hey, it's 8:30 on the nose at WRJN. Let's check our morning news once again. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. After more than two decades, two suspects have been arrested in a 2003 Kenosha County homicide. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office put out a statement yesterday about an arrest in the murder of David Van Jersey. Roxanna Collins was arrested across the state line in McHenry County and John Viscasil in Kenosha County. Both are charged with first-degree intentional homicide as party to a crime. A statement says the arrest came after a fresh review of the case by the new Kenosha County District Attorney. Collins had been married to Van Jersey and reportedly romantically linked to Viscasil. There's air quality concerns statewide today. The DNR has called for an air quality advisory that will run through tomorrow morning. Wildfire smoke from Canada is set to cause an impact. The air quality index is forecasted to reach an unhealthy level for sensitive groups. That includes children, seniors, and those with respiratory issues. The DNR is advising people in those groups to reduce outdoor activity. It was Kringle and concrete for Governor Tony Evers in Racine yesterday. He joined Mayor Corey Mason and a public works crew on his pothole patrol tour. The group filled potholes on Grove Avenue and talked about the importance of investing in local roads and infrastructure. The governor enjoyed some Kringle before thanking the city's street department for their dedication. There's free job training, skill-building workshops, and a chance to explore community resources at a special event tomorrow in Racine. A community impact and resource fair runs from 10 to 1 at Gateway Technical College. The event is hosted by the United Way of Racine County and Microsoft and aims to bring together local nonprofits dedicated to helping the community. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies to start, then increasing clouds. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon with highs in the mid-70s. Showers and a few storms possible in the early evening, then skies gradually clearing out with low temperatures around 50. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
I live alone now. It's incredible. I fall asleep in the middle of the bed like a boy king, just like, good night, Joffrey. It's fantastic. Food I buy, every grocery I buy, it goes mirror, it goes bad. That's power, DC. Yeah. If I clog the toilet at home, I don't have to deal with it right away. I was so afraid of being single all throughout my 20s. I was terrified of being single. I used to just jump from relationship to relationship to relationship because I was so scared that I was gonna die alone. And now that I'm older, I'm like, I'm not gonna die alone. I don't go hiking by myself, all right? Someone will be there when I die. A doctor, a murderer, someone will bear witness.
Head coach for the Racine Raiders, Wilbur Kennedy, is with me this morning. Hey, coach, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Okay, another win this past weekend with the Illinois Cowboys, huh?
Another win, close one. It was a really good game. they have an excellent football team and their organization, and you know, there wasn't a whole lot of offense going on, but there was a lot of defense going on both sides. So fun game to watch, but fun game to be part of.
Now, it held you to what, 11? Was it 11 points? Or
held us to 11 points. Yeah. But we held them to none.
Yeah, I know. That's all. You could have held them to 10 points. That's it doesn't make a difference, right?
Right.
All you need is 1 point to win that thing. I read something the other day. They said only twice in history, but I think it's three times it happened, where an NFL score ended with a 7-0 final score. Hard to believe, but yeah, it happened only twice, but I think it happened this year, earlier this year as well. So three times in history in football, 7-0. It doesn't seem, you know, that's difficult to get that kind of score, but I guess it would be, because you would have to have a touchdown, a conversion, and the other team would have to do nothing.
Right.
I mean, that's basically what it comes down to, yeah. All right, but you don't have to worry about that. Okay, so now what are the stats here? You won every game this season. Were there five games already?
Four.
Four,
so we're
okay.
4-0, and this week we're going to Detroit to play the Ravens.
Difficult team to play, or, you know, you don't want to say anybody's a pushover because that'll come back to haunt you, but difficult team?
Well, this is, yes, they're a nationally ranked team. They've been national champions. They've been on these crazy win streaks like we're on right now. It's an excellent football team. This will probably be our toughest match. We played the Cowboys last week. They were ranked number 4. So the Ravens, they're everything that they're billed to be. It's a great football team. They beat us several years ago, knocking us out of the playoffs. So, you know, this is a big game for us. They're anxious to get us out there. We haven't been out there to play in Detroit against the Ravens. So we're traveling out there. So there's a lot lying on this game.
So maybe you need that fight song I gave you last week. Got to go, go, go. Got to win, win, win. Got to fight. The new Rockne speech. Maybe you'll need that in the locker room.
I think so. You should probably forward that to me because we're gonna need everything we got.
You got to go, go, go. You got to fight. You got to win.
Hey,
it worked for Newt Rockne in Notre Dame. Maybe it'll work for the Racine Raiders. But you guys are doing well right now. And so this weekend, it is the Ravens now on the air. It's game time will be 6:30. Pregame with Don doing the play-by-play. Don Wadowitz will be 6:15, right? So 6:15 because it's a different time zone. So 6:15 pregame on WRJN. 6:30 will be the kickoff, right?
Correct.
Just want to make sure, because when you deal with time zone changes, you guys never go into the mountain time zone, though. Everything is Eastern and
most of everything we do is Eastern. Now, we have played Western teams. We played teams from, we're scheduled to play a team from Arizona this year. We have played teams from Washington, Oregon. We do play some West time zone teams. It's just not that frequent. Just the travel is just, you know, and the cost. It's just, it gets to be tough on these semi-pro teams.
Yeah, you got to cut this out because we can't handle the time zone changes. We can't figure it out. We can barely figure out the Eastern time zone, and now you're going to throw Mountain and Pacific time. We can't do that. You're going to have to change the game times to suit us.
Yeah, we'll skip that. We'll skip that for now. But hopefully, you know, we may cause a little more confusion in the future. So
okay. Now, with you had another stat. How many games you've won in a row so far?
This will be 31 we've won in a row.
31 games in a row. Do the other teams say, oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. We're playing the Raiders this week? No, 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 we can't do that. Do they fear the Racine Raiders?
No.
Oh, yes, they do. You're being kind. No. They look at a 31-0 record, and they've got to say, oh, no. Why do we just call it sick?
They're actually drooling because they want to knock you off of that. You know, these young men that play this game, they have a lot of pride. And, you know, when we play these teams, we see their best. You know, we have a tradition of winning, and it drives other organizations nuts. And, you know, so when they come in, they want to knock us off that hill. So, yeah, we get their best. Even when we're playing a team that is not as good, you know, they're not nationally ranked or they're a new organization and they're trying to get going, they always play hard. They love it because of the atmosphere, the fans that we have. You know, they don't get that at their home stadium. So, you know, they see everything that's going on in Racine and they hear about our history and our organization, and they're all excited to be here. They all want to come here and play. So we get teams best when they come here.
You know, it sounds like a scary city, a tough city, Detroit. Just sounds like, all right, Detroit. Now you're not messing with a town like Pleasantville, Kansas. I mean, you always think you can beat a town, a team from Pleasantville, Kansas. Nice Kansas. But Detroit, it just sounds like you're going to be up against a tough team. And we're going to find out tomorrow. Pregame 6:15, kickoff 6:30 here on WRJN. Do you get a lot of people going from Racine area to travel on the road with you?
You know, we usually have a pretty good fan base that follows us around. So Detroit is not as far as the last couple of trips we made. So we should probably have a pretty good fan base there.
All right, Coach.
There's usually more Raider fans than home team fans when we go on the road.
All right, Coach. Good luck. And again, they're taking on the Detroit Ravens. 6:15 pregame, 6:30 game time kickoff on WRJN. If you can't be there in Detroit, you can listen to it on the radio right here. Hey, Coach, good luck to you. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, take care. Thank you.
All right, Coach Wilbur Kennedy, head coach for the Racine Raiders here on WRJN.
It's over.
Elton John, cracking the rock. It's 8:48, local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. A 15-year-old kid in Arizona, lucky to be alive today after a bear got into his family's cabin and attacked him. His older brother chased the bear off and saved his life. He's got some cuts and scrapes, but he'll be just fine. Doesn't anybody lock their doors anymore? How did the bear get in? What, pick the lock?
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles, the ultimate destination for collectors and pop culture fans alike. Packed with action figures, comics, pro wrestling merch, and sports memorabilia. Looking for a fun, special gift for your graduate? They have you covered. Every shelf tells a story. Visit their showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall and near Entrance G at Gurney Mills. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
From lunch on the go to feeding the whole crew, Lee's Deli has you covered with their sleek new website and mobile app. Visit leesdelirecine.com to get started. Sandwiches fit for a king, fresh chef salads, and hassle-free catering options like giant party subs for your next luncheon or tailgate. Fresh, fast, delicious. Ordering is easy, and Lee's Deli's optimized rewards means more points and more perks faster than ever. Go to leesdelirecine.com right now to download the new Lee's Deli mobile app.
Ready to score epic deals and one-of-a-kind finds? Head to Infinite Dream Deals, Racine's new bin store at 2301 South Green Bay Road in the High Ridge Center. New treasures hit the bins every day. Fridays, everything's just $10. Plus, raffle drawings all day long. Win prizes so big, you might leave with a brand new TV. From brand name gadgets to furniture items, the hunt is half the fun. Get in, dig deep. Discover your deal at Infinite Dream Deals, where your next treasure is just a bin away. Stop by 2301 South Green Bay Road in Racine.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
W-R-J-N. You hear his sports reports every day on WRJN. I almost gave the wrong call letters there. WRJN. And now you can hear him live chatting with me, Mike Clemens. Hi, Mike. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Don. Good morning.
Let's start off with the Brewers baseball. And it's the summertime sport. We're getting into the summertime hours. Let's talk about the Brewers.
Brewers are in Philadelphia tonight, the team with the best record in the National League. The good news is the Brewers, you know, just swept the Boston Red Sox at American Family Field in, you know, exciting fashion. Memorial Day, we were out there. Jordan Love, the Packers quarterback, there to throw out the first pitch, and they won that game. Then Tuesday night, Christian Yelich, who's been kind of in a hitting slump, grand slam home run to win the game in extra innings. And then they won in extra innings again on Wednesday night. Caleb Durbin came in and able to, you know, pop one out there to center field. Sal Frelick, who had gone 4-for-4 for hits, scored the winning run, and they were able to sweep the Boston Red Sox, who were a pretty good team. But tonight they'll be tested, and what I'm looking for is the starting pitcher for the Brewers is D.L. Hall, and he's a guy that came over in the trade with the Orioles when they sent Corbin Burns out to Baltimore. They got Joey Ortiz, who's been a pretty good infielder. He's struggling with the bat right now. But then D.L., who had a knee injury the year before, and then this past spring training, had a back injury, lat muscle. They brought him in the other day, though. He looked really good in a couple of innings. Tonight he starts, and you want to see him get four or five innings in, because that would be great to have an experienced lefty like D.L. Hull in rotation for Pat Murphy.
And that's what, 5'10"?
5:45, yeah, 5:10 for the pregame, yeah. And then first pitch around 5:45 from Citizens Bank Park in the city of brotherly love.
Philadelphia, PA. All right.
Yeah.
Now, here's something we talked about before we went on the air, and something I thought I heard about, but you never heard of this before. If you play 8 years in Major League Baseball, you get a gold card that gives you and a guest free admission to any Major League Baseball game for the rest of your life.
That's pretty cool. That's really cool.
Now, it doesn't say what seats you're going to get.
Yeah, but at least you get in the ballpark, and, you know, I think that's great. Great. Of course, by the time those guys retire, they're so sick of baseball. if you can hand it off to your cousin so he can take his family, that'd be interesting, sure. But, yeah, I think that's a great benefit, sure.
That's like you and me retiring, and we decided, Mike and Don, to get you a radio. Well,
yeah, I know, but you know this, though? I know that these former players, and I don't know how they pull this off every year, because there's guys that I know personally that played maybe 3 or 4 years back in the 80s. They get Super Bowl tickets every year, Packer players.
Yeah.
And I also know some of them. Some of them are pretty famous. So they get their Super Bowl tickets in the mail, and, you know, they option to get them or whatever. But then they go down, and they sell them at a profit.
Oh, man. Scalping.
They go down, they go to a couple of parties, they sell those tickets for like three times as much, make a couple of grand, have a little party, see their old buddies. They go every
scalper.
Year, so it's not like they're actually sitting at the game.
Well, I guess with the baseball card, you could be sitting up in the euchre seats on the third level.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about college sports.
The Badgers announced a new class of inductees into the University of Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame. 12 new inductees at a ceremony. It'll be like the first weekend of September 5th and 6th. And they include Frank Kaminsky, the basketball player, 7-footer. Who was there with that team 10 years ago that went to the Final Four back-to-back years. He got drafted by the Charlotte Hornets. He's done so-so. He didn't exactly turn out to be Brook Lopez in the NBA. He's playing for the G League team for the Toronto Raptors. He stays up in Canada. But he's going to be there. And then James White, running back for the Badgers. These days he's an assistant coach for Brett Bielema down in Illinois. But all those years with the Patriots, he won 3 Super Bowl rings. Scored in overtime. The only running back to do that since Alan Ameche from Kenosha Bradford, who went through the Badgers and played for the Colts and scored behind Johnny Unitas against the Colts in the greatest game ever played in 58. So James White going in as a running back. And then Matt LaPay, the play-by-play announcer, who I think took over for Jim Irwin, right, back in the late 90s?
Yeah. He's in?
He's going in to the Athletic Hall of Fame for his calls of football and men's basketball for UW-Madison.
Oh, yeah, Packer news. What do we have?
Was at Packers OTAs this week, and it was nice to see Jordan Love throw a 60-yard bomb to receiver Dontavian Wicks, who struggled at times last season. Nice to get him going. Saw Matthew Golden, their first-round pick, the wide receiver that they took in the draft. He's a little bit smaller than what you would think for a first-round pick, but he's fast, no question about it. And at the center, Elgton Jenkins is sitting out. He wants to get paid more. So they moved the right guard, Sean Ryan, over to center to take care of that. As for Jair Alexander, the defensive back, well, you know, a report from The Athletic this week confirmed what we've been saying. The Packers are saying, look, man, you know, because of injuries, you've missed half the games the last 2 years in a row. You're going to need to take a haircut, you know, on your contract if you want to be back in Green Bay. And he's like, I want to be back in Green Bay, but I'm not taking a pay cut right now. So that standoff continues. We'll see how this all plays out over the next couple of weeks.
Take a haircut on your contract. They said that to me, Ron.
That's, you know, when you're making millions like that, it's a haircut. Just a haircut.
Chris Morrow said that to me. You're going to have to take a haircut on your paycheck around here. I don't even know what he was talking about. Now I know.
No, yeah, don't say no. Nada. No.
I don't need a haircut. No, I'm good.
No, I'm fine.
Legendary Steeler, Pittsburgh Steeler, and legendary broadcaster now, Terry Bradshaw, says he doesn't want to see Aaron Rodgers on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Quote, that guy needs to stay in California. Go somewhere, chew on bark, and whisper to the gods out there. What's that all about?
Well, it's because Aaron isn't in camp. you know, again. I mean, he started doing this in Green Bay, where he said, I really don't need to be at the volunteer OTA sessions or the mini camps and that kind of thing. You know, that's like football 101. When I get here, you know, that's like the 200 level. You know, there's the offense you got to learn in the classroom, and then the one you got to learn on the field. And I challenged him on this when he was in Green Bay, like, yeah, but these young receivers, one minute and during 2 weeks in the training camp, you're complaining about how these young receivers are. Well, then why don't you come in May and June to help them out? They need to catch passes from you. He did this a year ago where he told the Jets, oh, gee, is that when our mini camp is? Yeah, I can't make it. I've already got plans to be in Egypt. It turned out to film part of his biography, Enigma, which is on Netflix right now. And what happened there? I mean, you know, the Jets fell apart. Nathaniel Hackett, offensive coordinator, got demoted. Then, Robert Saleh, the head coach, got fired. The general manager got fired at the end of the year, and the wheels came off, and the Jets, you know, cleaned house, and they dumped him. So he's doing the same thing with the Steelers. Now he claims that there's family things. He's got a friend, a new girlfriend, and some folks that are battling cancer and all that. Yeah, you know.
We got about 20.
Sign up and come to some of them, right?
Real quick, you got about 20 seconds left. Was there a rumor that he might have been going back to the Packers for one more year?
No, there's these bad websites with garbage you got to stay away from. Just stick with me and your traditional media like ESPN and all those guys.
I am a Mike Clemens guy.
There you go, pal.
I only take the gospel from your lips.
Thank
from
you,
your lips to everybody's ears. That's the way I see it.
Hey, do I get a gold card for that?
Yeah. You get to come to every radio performance in the studio the rest of your life. All right, Michael, you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next Friday. Be safe out there.
Thank you, Don Rosen. Appreciate
it. Bye-bye now. Mike Clemens, everybody. I'm Don Rosen, as he said, and I'll see you Monday at 6 a.m. bright and early. I want you to have a safe weekend. You're going to enjoy it. Plenty of sunshine. We've got Dan coming up next, followed by Kurt, and then it's baseball.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Stacey Lynn. It's Elon Musk's last day working with the Department of Government Efficiency. He says he's going to go back to focusing on his businesses, including Tesla and also SpaceX, which CBS Sunday Morning's David Pogue asked him about in an interview which airs this weekend.
How soon before we can do a first uncrewed